There are 17 ways rich people think and act differently than poor and middle-class people. They're summed up in Wealth Files. Here's the first one. Rich people believe, I create my life. Poor people believe, life happens to me. If you want to create wealth, it is imperative that you believe that you are at the steering wheel of your life, especially your financial life. If you don't believe this, then you must inherently believe that you have little or no control over your life, and therefore you have little or no control over your financial success. That is not a rich attitude. Did you ever notice that it's usually poor people who spend a fortune playing the lottery? They actually believe their wealth is going to come from someone picking their name out of a hat. They spend Saturday night glued to the TV, excitedly watching the draw to see if wealth is going to land on them this week. Sure, everyone wants to win the lottery, and even rich people play for fun once in a while, but first, they don't spend half their paycheck on tickets, and second, winning the lottery is not their primary strategy for creating wealth. You have to believe that you are the one who creates your success, that you are the one who creates your mediocrity, and that you are the one creating your struggle around money and success. Consciously or unconsciously, it's still you. Instead of taking responsibility for what's going on in their lives, poor people choose to play the role of the victim. A victim's predominant thought is often, poor me. So presto, by virtue of the law of intention, that's literally what victims get. They get to be poor. Notice that I said they play the role of the victim. I didn't say they are victims. I don't believe anyone is a victim. I believe people play the victim because they think it gets them something. We'll discuss this in more detail shortly. That said, how can you tell when people are playing the victim? Well, they leave three very obvious clues. First clue is blame. When it comes to why they're not rich, most victims are professionals at the blame game. The object of this game is to see how many people and circumstances you can point the finger at without ever looking at yourself. It's fun, for victims at least. Unfortunately, it's not such a blast for anyone who is unlucky enough to be around them. That's because those in close proximity to victims become easy targets. Victims blame the economy, they blame the government, they blame the stock market, they blame their employer, they blame their employees, they blame their manager, they blame their partner, they blame their spouse, they blame God, and of course they always blame their parents. It's always someone else, it's always something else that is to blame. The problem is anything or anyone but them. Victim clue number two, justifying. If victims aren't blaming, you'll also find them justifying or rationalizing their situation by saying something like, money's not really important. Now let me ask you this question. If you said that your husband or your wife or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your partner or your friend weren't all that important, would any of them be around for very long? I don't think so, and neither would money. At my live seminars, some participants always come up to me and say, you know, Harv, money's not really that important. I look them directly in the eyes and say, you're broke, right? They usually look down at their feet and meekly reply with something like, well, right now I'm having a few financial challenges, but I retort, no, it's not right now. It's always. You've always been broke or close to it. Yes or yes. At this point, they usually nod their head in agreement and woefully return to their seats, ready to listen and learn, as they finally realize what a disastrous effect this one belief has had on their lives. Of course they're broke. Would you have a motorcycle if it wasn't important to you? Of course not. Would you have a pet parrot if it wasn't important to you? Of course not. In the same way, if you don't think that money is important, you simply won't have any. Listen up, my friends. Money is extremely important in the areas in which it works and extremely unimportant in the areas in which it doesn't. And although love may make the world go round, it sure doesn't pay for the building of any hospitals, churches, or homes. It also doesn't feed anybody. If I fail to persuade you and you still somehow believe that money's not important, then I only have two words for you. You're broke. And you always will be until you eradicate that non-supportive file from your financial blueprint. Victim clue number three, complaining. Complaining is the absolute worst possible thing you could do for your health or your wealth. The worst. Why? I'm a big believer in the universal law that states, what you focus on expands. When you are complaining, what are you focusing on? What's right with your life or what's wrong with it? Well, you're obviously focusing on what's wrong with it. And since what you focus on expands, you'll keep getting more of what's wrong. Many teachers in the personal development field talk about the law of attraction. It states that like attracts like, meaning that when you are complaining, you're actually attracting crap into your life. Have you ever noticed that complainers usually have a tough life? It seems that everything that could go wrong does go wrong for them. They say, "Of course I complain. Look how crappy my life is." And now that you know better, you can explain to them, "No, it's because you complain that your life is so crappy. Shut up and don't stand near me." I stay as far away from complainers as possible because negative energy is infectious. Plenty of people, however, love to hang out and listen to complainers. Why? It's simple. They're waiting for their turn. You think that's bad? Wait till you hear what happened to me. Here's some homework that I promise will change your life. For the next 7 days, I challenge you to not complain at all. Not just out loud, but in your head as well. I've given this challenge to thousands of people, and I'm blown away at how many of them have told me that this one teensy-weensy exercise has totally transformed their lives. I guarantee you'll be astonished at how amazing your life will be when you stop focusing on and thereby stop attracting crap into your life. Now you're ready to hear one of the greatest success secrets in the world. Are you ready? Listen to this carefully. There is no such thing as a really rich victim. Did you get that? I'll say it again. There's no such thing as a really rich victim. Besides, who would listen? Oh, I got a scratch on my yacht. To which almost anyone would respond, who gives a hoot? It's time to decide. You can be a victim or you can be rich, but you can't be both. Every time, and I mean every time, you blame, justify, or complain, you are slitting your financial throat. Sure, it would be nice to use a kinder and gentler metaphor, but forget it. I'm not interested in kind and gentle right now. I'm interested in helping you see exactly what the hell you might be doing to yourself. It's time to take back your power and acknowledge that you create everything that is in your life and everything that is not in it. Realize that you create your wealth, you create your non-wealth, and you create every level in between. Now, place your hand on your heart and declare, I create the exact level of my financial success. Now, touch your head and say, I have a millionaire mind. I'd like you to take these millionaire mind actions. 1. Every time you catch yourself blaming, justifying, or complaining, slide your index finger across your neck as a trigger to remind yourself that you are slitting your financial throat. 2. Do a debrief. At the end of each day, write down one thing that went well and one thing that didn't. Then write the answer to the following question. How did I create each of these situations? This exercise will keep you accountable for your life and make you aware of the strategies that are working for you and the strategies that are not.